Do you know what I did yesterday?
What did you do yesterday?
I clogged the toilet at work.
Why did you do that?
It's not
And why are
separate.
you sharing that now?
I don't know. I didn't have an intro, and I was just like, that's a dumb thing that happened yesterday. Anyways, it's Christmas now.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
As Catherine yawns. It's, yeah, it's Christmas,
That's where
so
I'm at.
now we have a Christmas episode. So, there is a lot to talk about. And we're not going to talk about old Christmas albums because that's boring. We're going to talk about 2000s Christmas albums
Hell
because
yeah.
it's important. It's for the culture, guys. Yeah. Are you excited about Christmas, Catherine?
Yeah. I'm always a real ho for Christmas, so.
Big, big slut for
I really am, it's true.
ho. She puts the ho in ho ho ho.
I like material objects and food, so really there's no better holiday for me.
I'm a materialistic slut.
It's true.
Let's talk about the 2000s. My God. Christmas is here and upon us. Thank you for listening to us ramble on about this shit for the next hour, I think. I don't know where to start with Christmas albums of this whole decade, because it is just a mass amount. Everyone had one. Everyone.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone had one. The Osmonds put out a Christmas album in the 2000s, which is wild, because they haven't been relevant since the 30s.
I mean, I feel like people are still making Christmas
Oh,
albums,
still,
though.
yeah, still.
Like,
I just don't think they're in such mass like they were 10 years ago.
that's fair.
Like everyone and their mothers had a Christmas album. Like, for instance, Destiny's Child had a Christmas album that I totally forgot about. It's called 8 Days of Christmas.
Just eight.
Yeah, just eight. It's a play on 12, but they chose eight as a reference to Hanukkah, and Hanukkah's never referenced at all in this album. Also, raise your hand if you didn't know that they had a Christmas album. Catherine's raising her
I
hand.
don't
I
know
had no idea.
anything, so.
I had to remind myself that they did, because they put out one song that I remember hearing on TV, and I was like, yes, I remember watching this video. They did drop an album. It sold 500,000 copies. So there's 500,000 people in the world that own this shit right now. It's okay. It's 41 minutes of okayness. You know, it's not wild, you know. The first track, 8 Days of Christmas, that's an original song, which is edgy to write an original Christmas song.
That is, yeah.
It's very
Well, they're
edgy,
very
very
rarely
risky,
successful.
very risky,
I mean,
very
when I see
risky.
original Christmas songs, I'm usually like,
Yeah.
Like, I am that person that will listen to the same. Like, I have specific versions I like, and I only listen to that. I'm a purist.
Yeah, I don't listen to any other Blue Christmas version except for Elvis Presley's. I think that's still
Oh,
the best one.
absolutely.
Yeah, that's like my favorite one. I was like, this is my
Yeah.
go-to. I can listen to shit for hours.
Like, I have a Christmas playlist, and it's basically just a compilation of all my favorite versions of different songs.
Yeah.
And it's a very chaotic playlist.
No, yeah. I mean, that's literally how Christmas
Right.
is. It's just chaotic.
There's a
It's.
lot of Bing Crosby.
Oh my God, no. I don't like Bing Crosby.
He does all the classics,
He
though.
tickles your
Like,
fancy.
he really does, you know? Something about the sound of all that white noise in the background of his tracks just really make me feel like I'm in it.
Yeah, Catherine's entire playlist is just a retail mall playlist.
Every
Like,
other song is Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is
oh
You.
my God.
Speaking of which, our queen.
We're not there yet. I promise, but like I'm trying to save the best for last, and that's Mariah.
Wow.
I am, 'cause I'm gonna like blow your mind with some shit. So yeah, fucking, I lost my fucking train of thought. So 8 Days of Christmas, based on 12 Days of Christmas, but it's a Hanukkah reference, even though they never talk about it. Silent Night. If you haven't heard that one, Beyonce kills that one. And I highly recommend you listen to that. It is very good. And it's just her and an acoustic guitar. And I'm like, she slays this shit so hard. White Christmas and This Christmas are also bops. And I'm just going to be talking about a lot of the same titles because there's only so much Christmas music out there. There's only like maybe 20 songs that everyone covers. I do highly recommend this album to play in your Christmas parties in the background. I think, you know, it blends in really well with conversation and eggnog and Christmas presents. It is very good. And in the international version of this album, which I had no idea also existed, the Proud Family theme song is on the album.
That's amazing.
I love Proud Family. I'm also going to mention a group that I had no idea dropped a Christmas album or EP, mind you. That would be Weezer has a Christmas EP.
Which is so upsetting to me.
It is absurd. As you know, if you are a longtime listener, I fucking hate Weezer, and I'm sure Catherine does too.
Yeah.
We cannot stand Weezer. Weezer is the noise you make when you can't breathe. But it's only an EP, only 6 songs. But they covered the least fun Christmas songs known to man. If you can hear that, the garbage man is here.
That's what I wake up to at 7 a.m. every Saturday morning.
Catherine sleeps near the garbage.
I am the garbage. That's my room. The dumpster is in my room.
Oh my God.
Because I sleep in garbage.
I don't understand what this band is sometimes. Like, were they trying to be different in covering the carols and the songs that no one gives a shit about?
I guess.
Like, I don't get it. I really don't get it. Fuck this band. It is a half hour you'll never get back. But luckily for you, I listened so you didn't have to suffer.
You really did.
I did. I sat through.
Love yourself, Jason.
I had to skim through it. I didn't have anything to do for like the first half of my shift at work yesterday. I skimmed through it and I was just like, man, this is exactly what I thought it would sound. It sounded terrible. You know when you make Christmas music? Well, not you in particular, but when people make Christmas music, they kind of make what is that sound and blend it into their own. But this one, they just went full on Weezer and just like, it just sounds like they did it as a joke and then put it out. Because even like their album cover doesn't even look like they put thought into it. And it's like the first
one. How many Christmas albums do look like? Because there aren't a lot. Like I'm looking
that do
at
look
album
like
covers
Christmas?
Now, and they most of them look awful.
Well, Mariah's was pretty okay. Destiny's Child, they're all half-assed, honestly. Like they really didn't care. Like they really shot those covers in like a closet somewhere.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. Like. Weezer did We Wish You a Merry Christmas, a little carol. It's like a minute and a half. And this is the shit you hear in a Ford truck commercial for their winter sale. Like, you hear it in the background, and it's just, like, his voice, and then a guy saying, our new Ford trucks, and blah, blah. That's all I hear.
Jeez.
And it's awful. If you hated Christmas caroling, imagine Weezer coming to your house and singing this shit. You would shoot them. I can't. Their second song, Oh Come All Ye Faithful. What? Even Mariah didn't fucking cover that one.
No, that one's not a fun one.
Yawn. Here are my notes. Oh Holy Night, pass. The first Noel, not featuring Noel Gallagher from Oasis. Hark, the Herald Angels Sing. And Silent Night. Which should, that track should literally just be white noise, and then it fucking ends. Those are all the notes I have for Weezer. I cannot believe they made one. I can't believe they let them make one. They're not a Christmas... Weezer, all the band members look like they hide from their families during Christmas. That's what they look like. That they hide from their dad and mom and open a presents alone and cry in a corner.
Yeah.
Sad boys are problematic. And they made money off it. Hillary Duff. There's no other way to segue into Hillary Duff.
You just say her name?
I just say her name. She is the eternal Duff. A review said this didn't feel like a genuine Christmas album, but everyone made a Christmas album because they had to. They didn't want to.
They did it for money.
They did it for money. No one ever makes a genuine Christmas album unless you're Michael Bublé.
Yeah, I was going to say, except for Michael Bublé.
Oh, God. I have to... Look, just let me power through this and we get to like the real meat of Michael Bublé and Mariah Carey. Which would be insane if they did a joint album, Christmas album.
Oh, I don't know if that would work, though.
It wouldn't work.
They're too different.
The egos, they would kill each other.
Michael Bublé is too, like, mom, cream cheese.
Mom safe.
Yeah.
When I think Michael Bublé, I just see a sea of moms in, like, the crowd.
Michael Bublé is for the moms. Mariah is for the gays.
You know, yeah, I mean, honestly,
you're not wrong.
Yeah, you're absolutely not wrong. You're absolutely not wrong. Excuse me. Hillary Duff's album cover looks like a candid or an outtake from that photo shoot, but none of the other pictures were good, so they just chose that one. It's not that good. The first track slaps. It is definitely worthy of a retail store playlist. The third track, Santa's Coming to Town, has a Metallica-esque guitar solo that just ruins the entire fucking song. Are you hungry?
No, I'm just digesting.
I bought us breakfast.
I'm digesting my breakfast. Let me live.
I heard Santa on the Radio features Christina Milian, which is a name I haven't heard in ages. That is a very wild. I didn't know she was still alive. Do you remember Christina Milian?
No. I don't know her. To quote our queen.
Terrible. Yeah, that song sucked. Jingle Bell Rock. I wasn't paying attention when I was listening to this, and I heard a really deep, slow piano started playing, and I was like, what the fuck? Is this like did Hillary Duff go like really experimental? But it was just an ad for a Ford truck. But it's just regular Christmas rock. I feel like this entire Christmas album isn't Metamorphosis Hillary Duff.
No,
it's like I had to do this Hillary Duff,
which is most Christmas albums.
Yes, exactly. I skipped a good chunk of this album, I thought it was okay. I was just like, I know I can only imagine what the rest of it sounds like, and I'm probably correct. But tell me a story about The Night Before Christmas, a song featuring Lil Romeo. How old were you? You had to have been like 8 years old.
I don't know. What year was it?
Oh, fuck. It was 2005, I think. 2004 or something like that.
I'm trying to do math.
This was 14 years ago.
Yeah, it was like 8 or 9.
Yeah. So, Lil Romeo was interesting. But I remember this video playing on the Disney Channel multiple times during Christmas. And the video is hilarious. Hilary Duff trying to dance is incredibly cringy. It's like when you bring your friend to the wrong club.
I don't think of her as a dancer.
She is not a dancer. And you can clearly see her try to do something and didn't stop in realizing that she cannot perform whatever it is that she was about to do. And whoever dressed her up that day should be shot in the fucking face.
Oof.
But then again, it was the 2000s and the fashion was all over the place. So it's really hard for me to really blame them, you know. And at some point, it started snowing in the studio in the video. Like, I'd be so fucking pissed if they did that shit to my studio. Like, that shit costs thousands of dollars, guys. It's so fucking ridiculous. Also, disclaimer, it's like 9 in the morning. 10 in the morning.
10:25.
Excuse me. 10:25. And I have to go to work later.
I also have to go to work.
We both have to go to work. So we're powering through this for the sake of it. Was that your thing?
I got a text.
You got a text?
Yeah.
Stop getting nudes during our fucking podcast.
It was my mother. Well, can I share
an album
that I found?
Oh my god.
I'm really sad because one of the albums I was going to talk about, I looked up to check the year and it actually wasn't released until 2013. But my memory remembers it as very 2000s.
Because, sure.
Well,
the Michael Bublé album.
A lot of the bands in it were more 2000s because it was Punk Goes Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't until 2013, so that was really upsetting. So
Punk Goes Christmas? I forgot that existed.
Yeah, right. So this is a compilation album.
Story of a Girl.
Called Gift Wrapped. It was released in 2009. And it starts with none other than Michael Bublé.
Oh my god.
Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Live.
No.
Live.
No.
And the second song is All I Want for Christmas Is You by My Chemical Romance.
I haven't heard that version. I haven't heard that version.
And I'm just trying to imagine listening to this compilation album and going from Michael Bublé to My Chemical Romance.
This is the album you play with your mom on the way to the grocery store.
Some other highlights. We have Regina Spektor on
here.
Yes,
yes.
We have The Used. And a song that I actually have known throughout my childhood but completely forgot about until now, 30 Days by Never Shout Never, because I'm garbage.
I want to throw you out the window. Never Shout Never.
And then Reliant K, however the hell you say it, has Merry Christmas, Here's to Many More.
Reliant.
And Blake Shelton, the country singer, Silent
God,
Night.
No. And Blake Shelton. Blake Shelton is the worst.
And then R.E.M. has finishes it off with Deck the Halls.
Who?
And I'm like, what a... R.E.M.?
Oh, R.E.M., yeah.
What a chaotic
It is a
album.
Fucking mess.
Let me tell you.
It is a song for every relative coming to your Christmas party.
I need to go listen to this entire album because it's so chaotic, and I just
can't imagine how that R.E.M. song went.
There is one Hanukkah song as well.
Look at that.
One.
One. That's all you guys get.
Right in the middle.
You guys have eight whole days of Hanukkah. You get one song on Christmas.
Apparently.
That is wild. Were you a big fan of Ali and AJ?
Oh, hell yeah. Who wasn't?
Apparently me.
Leave them.
Hold on, my foot's asleep. I had heard of them. I never got into them during that time. And then hearing their Christmas album yesterday, I was like, holy shit, this entire album fucking slaps. Like, I was not anticipating greatness from this, but they are iconic.
They are.
I had to Google them hard. I was just like, I remember them, but like, I didn't really.
They still are out here making bops today.
Yeah, if you haven't heard their new music, you need to go check that shit out. It is damn good.
They're true icons.
It is damn good. I was not anticipating this. This was a shock.
Been listening to them since the beginning. Since I'm pretty sure they were in Herbie Fully Loaded. I think they had music in there, if I'm remembering correctly.
Oh my, I think you are correct.
Ever since those days.
You are very correct
on
that.
I've been out here, standing Ali and AJ.
Since the Herbie days. I thought, so the album is called Acoustic Hearts of Winter.
Yeah.
And I thought that was just like, just the title. I didn't think this would be an acoustic album. And then literally the first song is not an acoustic song. What'd you do?
I accidentally pressed a button. I'm trying to figure out what I pressed.
And I was just like, this isn't an acoustic album. Like, the fuck? It was the second best-selling Christmas album of 2006. Do you know what number one was?
Michael Bublé.
No!
Mariah Carey.
No!
Weezer.
No! It was Winter Song by Sarah McLachlan.
Aha! Nice.
Wow. I will say that Mariah Carey's Christmas album has never been number one. Bless you.
Thank you.
It has never been number one. And it triggered Catherine to sneeze.
Yep.
It has never been number one. Just want to put that out there. which is wild. I'm blown away by this. Like, Mariah Carey has not been number one, but Pentatonix has been the Christmas album number one for the past 4 years.
Yeah.
Something is wrong in this world.
White people.
Where Pentatonix, white people, where Pentatonix is the king of Christmas for the past 4 fucking years.
I know, it should be Michael Bublé.
Rod Stewart was number one in 2012.
Should be Michael Bublé.
Josh Groban was number one for 2 years in 2007 to 2008. Andrea Bocelli was number one in 2009.
Is that how you say her name?
His name. It's a guy.
It's a dude?
It's a guy. Did you not know that? Mm. Whoa. Whoa.
Andrea is not a woman's name.
Guys. Now that's what I call Christmas. The compilation album was number one since 01, 02.
Sounds accurate.
Il Divo. Like, Mariah Carey hasn't been number one. I can't even talk about Ali and AJ because it's, like, pissing me off that everyone else has been number one. Susan Boyle? Of course Michael Bublé was.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah. But fucking Josh Groban, guys. Josh Groban. Like, no.
Love yourself.
No, fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck all of you. So, Ali and AJ. This entire album, you should listen to this. It is amazingly... This is what happens when, one, you're talented. You know how to blend Christmas music into your own sound and still retain the feeling of Christmas. These are people who grew up with a decent childhood. That first song slaps as shit. The album cover, if you look it up, they look like anime characters. This looks like cosplay.
Love it.
It looks like cosplay. We Three Kings, Silent Night, I'll Be Home for Christmas are my favorite songs off that entire album. I will say it does get more acoustic at some point, but, you know, this was, it's really good. Not This Year is also a fucking bop and an original song, which is very daring. Yeah, they just pulled this shit off. I don't know what else to say. It was great. And having to learn that they dropped new music last month is wild.
You know who else dropped a Christmas album who is still making music?
Who?
Taylor Swift.
I know. I saw that and I just chose to ignore it.
2007, the Taylor Swift Holiday Collection. Gosh, and it was back in her country pop days.
Her country pop days.
Look at her. She's so innocent.
Who is that? How blonde is that hair?
So blonde.
Who the fuck is that? That's not Taylor that we know.
I miss her.
That's Virgin Taylor.
Yeah. But it was three covers and then two original tracks.
Daring.
Yes.
Very daring.
I don't know if they're any good.
Neither do I.
But apparently most critics received the album with favorable response. But the biggest criticism was that people wanted it to be a whole album. Not an EP.
What the fuck?
They wanted more.
No. Fuck all of them. My legs are asleep.
Also, for the release, she partnered with Target, which is like, that's so 2000 Taylor.
That is very Taylor.
Yeah.
Partnering with Target.
And...
People love the Ali and AJ Christmas album a lot.
Yeah.
Like, they really felt it was really good. I want to talk about Christina Aguilera for like a solid minute because this is one of my favorite reviews of an album in a long time. And Entertainment Weekly wrote about this album. I need to get closer to the mic because you need to hear this clearly. Aguilera oversang so wildly that there wouldn't have been enough oxygen in the booth to create another life form.
Wow.
That is fucking hilarious.
I believe that, though.
In the booth to sustain another life form.
I need to show you something.
Oh my god.
That's related.
Oh no. It better be a good meme. Also, that review was incredibly accurate because I had to power through that album during my lunch break, and it is exhausting.
What an icon.
Now imagine that shit for a fucking hour. For a fucking hour. I could not take it. Fucking, oh my God. So Catherine just showed me this fucking video and the caption reads, producer, quote, just sing Merry
Christina,
Christmas.
Christina, please just sing Merry Christmas.
And she does this, we get it, you can sing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We get it, you can do that shit. Awesome. But don't fucking do that.
I love her.
No. Oh my God. I think Christina Aguilera, as much as she is an icon of the 2000s, is vastly overrated. Vastly.
I disagree.
Vastly overrated. This album went platinum. People sat through this shit.
I'm gonna go sit through it.
I highly recommend you do not. Highly.
I'll do what I want, Jason.
Whatever. This Christmas is like the biggest song off that album, and I would always hear it in the mall. When I worked at the mall, it was always on rotation. I would hear that shit like, oh, this is Christina. You just knew it was her. But she really goes above and beyond on this album to let people know, I can sing better than most of you. We get it. But really, you should be like Ali and AJ. It is all over. As much as I wanted to talk about favorite Christmas albums, and I'm shitting on this one, there are some good notes. Like This Christmas, that's a really great one. I like that song. Also, as I was writing my notes, I stumbled upon the song All the Things You Said by Tattoo, and I just started listening to that instead. I needed a palate cleanser. Do you not know that song, Catherine?
What's that?
All the Things You Said. By Tattoo?
No.
Oh, man.
Well, at least I can't think of it off the top of my head.
Oh, dude, I'll fucking play it later. It is awesome. This Year, that is also a very good song. It doesn't feel like a Christmas song. It feels like a legit, like, I think it's an actual original song, and it sounds like a Destiny's Child song that they didn't use and just gave it to Christina. That's what that shit sounds like. I'm like, this doesn't sound like Christmas. I just can't believe I sat through most of this album. These Are the Special Times should be on the Love Actually soundtrack. That is actually a really good song. And it's a great slow jam. There's a lot of slow jams. Like a lot of people did slow jams, especially for like R&B artists. Like a lot of great slow jams for Christmas. Like people are really anticipating to fuck a lot during Christmas. So it's like all slow jams. It gets you in the mood. Catherine's just giving me like a very confused look.
Not confused, just yep.
There was the Christmas song, that's what it's called. There was a remix on this album that is a club dance remix that I could definitely imagine the DJ playing in some club in like 2003-02. I don't recommend this album, but if you listen to it, I can't stop you, Catherine.
I will not be stopped.
The last one on my list is NSYNC.
Nice.
NSYNC, because why not? So they dropped two albums in the same year. It was all the same songs, basically, but one was for the U.S. and the other one was specifically for Germany. A German album. Are you tired, Catherine?
Yes, Jason.
I didn't finish my notes for this, so it's short, I promise. The Winter album was for the German market, and they just basically took songs that they didn't have on their first album, threw it on there, and that was it. But I don't want to talk about that. I want to talk about Home for Christmas. This sold 2 million copies, because that is the correct number to have sold, because they were riding that wave after their first iconic album. So it was really good. And Home for Christmas, which is also the title track, It is, imagine NSYNC in the middle of a town square in an ice rink performing this entire album. And I think if the world ended, that's exactly how it should be.
I agree with that.
Yes. Just them dressed in like all red and green and playing this beautiful Christmas music. It is a very chill album, weirdly enough. It's nothing too hype because it's Christmas. I was just like, I love this album. And Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays is one of my favorite Christmas songs ever. So I remember the video, and I remember as a kid listening to it all the time. And it was everywhere. The song, this shit was everywhere. Yeah. So that's what I got. So now, since we got through what I had to say, we can talk about Michael Bublé now.
Who said I didn't have other things to talk about, Jason?
I just imply.
Wow. Well, I can do Michael Bublé first. One thing. So, his official Christmas album was not released until 2011. However, he did release Christmas music before then.
Yeah.
As we saw in Gift Wrapped. And you cannot talk about Christmas music, I think, in general, without discussing Michael Bublé. Because if you go to any Christmas hits playlist ever, he's in it. The only playlist he's not in are ones that he is not, like, applicable for. Like, if you go to a Christmas hip-hop playlist, he's not gonna be there. Fair.
Yet.
If you go to a Christmas 80s playlist, he's not gonna be there.
Yet.
But if he is applicable for it, he's all over the playlist.
Not time. Right for the job.
Whether or not you... I am not obsessed with Michael Bublé. Like, I don't like him that much, but... You cannot talk about Christmas music without discussing him.
Catherine is on the verge of tears right now. Catherine's on the verge of tears.
Yeah, let's say that.
She's like, I'm not a big fan of Michael Bublé, but you can't listen to...
Like, I never want to listen to any Michael Bublé that's not Christmas music.
That is very true.
Like,
I will give that to you. I
do not listen to Michael Bublé.
Michael Bublé is synonymous with Christmas.
If it's Christmas time, yes. I'm going to listen to Michael Bublé. It's like, I don't listen to Bing Crosby unless it's his Christmas music. Because it's what... It's,
and you're 80. It's iconic. And you're 80.
It's true, I am 80.
And you're 80.
Those are my thoughts on Michael Bublé.
Michael fucking Bublé. Like, he's watered down Frank Sinatra for me. That's why it was so hard for me to, like any of his stuff. Even the Christmas stuff, I was just like, I can get behind this Christmas stuff. I just personally don't fuck with him.
And that's fine. Honestly, yeah. The rest of his music isn't that interesting.
And he doesn't seem like a total prick.
I think he's really good for Christmas music because he's inoffensive.
Inoffensive as hell.
He is like able to basically take these songs and just sing them in a very pleasant way.
Yes.
His Christmas music is not groundbreaking, but it's very palatable.
It's seasonless.
And that's why it's so big.
It's plain chicken.
Like plain anyone chicken. Can listen to it and be like, this is pleasant.
Yes.
You can play this in your store and be like, this isn't going to upset anyone.
Yes. That is very true.
Yeah.
I just cannot wait for Bublé to be on a Christmas hip-hop album.
Oh, God. That would...
I can't fucking wait.
What a time that would be.
The world hasn't crumbled yet, and I cannot wait for that shit to happen. Like, I'm dying for that to happen. And so, we've now... It's a very short episode, weirdly.
That's fine.
Granted, because we have to go to work.
Did I say I was done, Jason?
I'm sorry.
You keep doing this.
I'm sorry.
One song I was going to mention, only because when I was looking at playlists, one of them had this as one of the first songs, and I thought it was such an odd choice because I've never thought of this as, like, a Christmas song that people would go and listen to because it's from a movie. Have you seen Love Actually?
Yeah.
So... Christmas is All Around by Bill Nighy was on this playlist.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I never would have thought people would just go and listen to that.
Yeah.
But it makes so much sense because for the past 20 minutes, it's been stuck in my head as we've been doing this podcast.
Fuck.
And it's it's a dumb song. And that's kind of the point, but it's so great.
My parents were watching that movie the other night. Love Actually, and I was on the part where Alan Rickman's in the store.
Oh,
it was
God.
Like, and like Mr. Bean was wrapping his gifts.
That was amazing.
That was one of my favorite scenes.
It's ever. It's like one of the best scenes.
It's one of the best scenes. sir, but you wanted a drink. You wanted a gift wrap. I said it 5 minutes ago. It's like, no, I'm not done yet. And he put lavender and shit in and everything. I was like, what in the fuck? I would be pissed.
And then he comes back later in the movie.
Yeah.
So oh, good.
I fucking loved it.
Also, someone else who released a Christmas album in the year 2008. Enya. It's called In Winter Came, dot, dot, dot.
What? In Winter Came?
And Winter
Came. And Winter Came.
So the track list...
That's half a sentence.
It is 12 songs. It is a full album. Including And Winter Came, dot, 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 Journey of the Angels, White is in the Winter Night, O Come, Emmanuel, Trains in Winter Rains, Dreams Are More Precious.
These are... Are these all light. Originals? Are these... These don't sound like legit... Are they all originals?
One Toy
what
Soldier.
What the fuck?
Stars in Midnight Blue, The Spirit of Christmas Past, My, My, Time Flies. And then...
My, My, My,
I
Tie.
I have no idea how to say this.
Dude, fuck Enya. I can't even pronounce that.
And I want to go listen to this because these titles are the most Enya thing I've ever
I legit
heard.
Might listen to this on the car ride to work. What the fuck?
I think it's...
This is the most Enya thing ever.
And this is the album cover.
Holy shit. And Winter Came. Oh my god.
Look at her.
This is...
Ethereal.
The entire album screams, graphic design is my passion.
I love it.
I cannot believe this shit. Whew. Fucking Enya.
So satisfying.
Just talking about it and not having heard it is already exhausting.
I'm gonna go listen to it. I can't wait.
I can wait. But the minute I get in my car, I'm just like, I need to play this shit loud.
Oh, yeah.
It's just super ethereal. If you've ever wanted, if you've ever wondered what Christmas was like on acid, listen to this album.
Yeah.
I'm assuming that's what that shit feels like. Do you have another one?
No. I'm done now.
We can talk about Mariah. And really the greatest Christmas album of all time.
We stan a legend.
Absolutely. Like, I don't think I've ever heard... With all the lists, with all the music we've had on our lists, this is the quintessential... almost perfect Christmas album in terms of blending wild singing, but also the kind of laid-back easiness of Christmas with a very soft sound at times and a very joyous sound for Christmas. She really made the perfect, I think, Christmas album.
If your Christmas playlist
not counting
does
Charlie
not
Brown.
Start with All I Want for Christmas Is You by Mariah Carey, you're not valid.
Yeah. If that does, if it doesn't start with that song, you're not a real human being.
It's the only true Christmas.
You don't like Christmas.
Yeah.
You believe in Satan.
Like, when I'm looking for Christmas playlists and it doesn't start with All I Want for Christmas Is You by Mariah Carey, I don't listen to it because it's not a playlist that I want to listen to.
I don't acknowledge it.
Even when I go and listen to that Enya album later, I'm going to listen to Mariah Carey first.
To like, prepare yourself.
It's like how you get yourself in the mood, you know, where it's like I'm not feeling Christmassy. Immediately play a song, and even before that first note hits,
yeah.
You're here, shaking your jingle it's bells, like, ready to party.
It's like putting peppermint into anything.
Where's my eggnog?
It's like putting peppermint into your coffee, or your eggnog, or anything you eat. It's like preparing yourself for Christmas.
Like, I could listen to it all day, and I don't think I'd be sick of it. Because I've listened to it. If it's not your most listened to song in the month of December, you're not valid.
That's why I didn't want to talk about other, like, older Christmas albums. Or Christmas songs like Wham or Charlie Brown Christmas.
It's a bop.
Because I ask coworkers, like, what's your favorite? I asked, like, a few, like, what's your favorite Christmas album? And it's Charlie Brown Christmas.
I don't really just listen to that.
Yeah.
Like, maybe if it's, like, in the background and
I don't
doing
actively choose.
But I wouldn't, like, actively go listen
I don't
to
actively
it.
Choose.
Yeah.
Like, I'll watch the episode TV movie.
Yeah.
But I won't actively choose. You know what I'm in the mood for, baby? Charlie Brown's Christmas. Like, I'm not playing that at home.
Right.
Like, I'm not blasting that shit through my Beats pill. So.
Oh my god.
No, I'm just not. It's great. I'm not. I'm going to choose Mariah Carey first.
I mean, yeah.
Also, for me personally, I have a specific compilation Christmas album that I've had since 1999.
Oh my God.
And is the only one my mom listens to. It has a version of the Macarena with a Christmas jingle attached to it.
Mm.
And then it blends into Have a Merry Christmas or whatever.
That sounds wild.
It is a ride every time I come home sometimes, because yeah. I'll just be hearing this, and then it'll go into Christmas music, and then it'll just morph into one song. And I'm like, how the fuck did we come up with this as a people?
I think people's favorite Christmas music is, like, especially with different versions of songs, is, versions. Like, heavily tied into, like, what they grew up with and, like, memories. Yes. Like, it's very much, like, Christmas music is very much a nostalgia thing. Like, I think one of the reasons I like Bing Crosby is because my parents have a Bing Crosby Christmas album, and so I grew up listening to that, and so it just makes me think of, like, happy childhood Christmas things, and now I'm an adult and I'm sad, so.
You grew up fine, but you feel like you're an orphan.
Yeah.
Fuck. I heard a lot of Spanish Christmas songs. And so I know a lot. And it's off that one compilation album. We don't own any other Christmas albums but that one that we bought in a market somewhere.
Yeah.
And that we've had it for years and it's hidden somewhere.
That's amazing.
Only my mother knows where it is.
I love
it. And she refuses to throw it away.
Good for her.
CDs will morph and erase, but I think that album will live on for fucking ever.
Love it.
So, with that being said, an album of the week... Our last album of the week for the year. Our last one.
I'm going to be timely and go with the Enya Christmas album.
It's very good.
Yeah.
Very good.
When Winter Came, something like that. I already forgot.
And
Winter
We literally talked about it 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, and what's your point?
And...
That one.
And what's your point? that's the one. And Winter Came.
And what about it?
I'm going to go with NSYNC's Christmas album. I'm going to be on brand today. And
that is very on brand.
Yes. I'm going to go with that one.
Weezer one?
Fuck you. Not the Weezer one. No, I'm not going with that garbage. But yeah, the NSYNC Christmas album, I definitely highly recommend you listen to that. It has not aged. It is like fine wine. It just gets way better and better. Merry Christmas, happy holidays.
And to all a good night.
And that is a key song. We should mention our plans, because we're taking a break after, like, this is our last one. Because then we have New Year's, and we're tired.
Yeah.
Yeah. what plans do we have for the new year?
Well,
fun topics, fun things.
We're going to do new metal.
New metal.
I have a fun little game.
We have a game.
That we're going to play. We're going to have some guests on, hopefully, to play that.
I'm excited. I'm looking right at it. It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun.
It's sitting in the middle of my floor, so a safe place.
How long has it been there?
Since I bought it.
Has it really just been in that spot?
I mean, it's moved around when I trip over it. So.
You're a mess.
Thank you.
How do you trip over this?
This is the cleanest my room's been in a week.
Catherine would trip over a cordless phone if she could.
You're saying I don't?
Do you own a cordless phone?
No.
Not including a cell phone?
Oh, no.
We gotta search this house.
No. Why would you think that?
We are gonna talk about 2000s fashion.
Yes.
At some point.
Fashion.
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 It was fucking late, Catherine, okay? Fashion, because I think we could spend 4 hours talking about 2000s fashion. There is just so much.
We might need multiple parts.
There's going to be multiple parts of this shit, because it is a lot to dive into, guys. When you talk about Latin crossovers, I think that shit was just super heavy in the 2000s. I think that'll just be a meek episode. Catherine knows nothing of Latin crossovers.
No.
She'll just be waiting for me to get to Pitbull, and then she'll just take it from there.
I don't even really know Pitbull. Like, I know Shakira better.
You don't know Mr. Worldwide?
I mean, I know him, but I never really listened to him. Because I didn't really like him that much.
We're also... I'm definitely... Because Matt brought this up Mm-hmm. He brings it up a lot. He's like, you guys should do a live show and we'll have people call in. Mm-hmm. So I think we'll do a live show.
I already talked to some people who would be interested in calling in.
I'll just throw everyone a phone number and just call. And I think for that episode, I know we should talk about NSYNC and Backstreet Boys, but I think that episode specifically will be who's better, which is NSYNC. But I just want to talk to people who think Backstreet Boys are better. Those people exist. And why I want to know who the fuck you are. I forgot what else other shit we were going to talk about.
I don't remember. There were
things. Oh, My Chemical Romance. I just want to get real deep into them.
Ooh, when are we going to do an emo part two?
We're definitely going to do emo part two because it is a lot. Yep. It was a lot to handle in part one, part two. I cannot fucking wait. Ah, fuck, we're definitely going to be talking about that.
Silence your phone.
I'm sorry.
Get it together.
It's my job calling me.
We'll silence it.
Yeah, so those are some handful of new topics we're going to talk about in the next year. And so it has been a fun year so far, wouldn't you say?
Sure.
Fuck you. I mean, it's been fun, interesting.
Take me back to 2007, am I right, ladies?
Am I right, ladies? Am I right? Oh, my God. Yeah, so we'll have more fun shit, so... Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, Happy Kwanzaa, if anything. What?
You're shaking. The mic is going to pick up.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Get it together.
I'm sorry. So, if you just hear rustling, it's me. It's me and my jeans.
He's fidgety.
I'm very super fidgety.
Cool. So, that's it for this week. Forever.
That's it for this year. We will return.
When the time is right.
With a vengeance.
Okay, bye.
Bye.